All right, let's get it going. Beautiful Monday. Rico is already demanding personal growth. See, I never log into the computer in front of me. Don't need it. And Rico has begged me not to do anything here, so I'm not going to, but it looks like
everything must go sale.
The Kang Collects X page has been left open. So I was like, Rico, we could really have some fun. He's like, nope.
Oh.
Nope, nope, nope. I will be a gentleman about
everything
it.
Everything must go. It's all free. All my cards.
How does this guy do a radio show like this with 38 windows open? Jesus. Don't you have anything committed to memory?
Welcome to my world.
Good God. Okay, then I say the same thing to you.
Really?
So listen, we're going to get started. This is exciting.
Yeah, I got 16 over here.
I want to hold this up for you. Because this, people, you need to learn a phrase today. Nope. This is today's phrase. Rico, what does this say?
It's an upgrade.
Kenny, this is you in the picture, isn't it?
Feels like the Fire Steve Yzerman drop, but yes, it's an upgrade is what I said.
I want to open the show today, and obviously it was supposed to be a free agent bonanza, both the NBA and the NHL, and I, as Jim Costa put it this morning, we expected sparklers from the Pistons and fireworks from the Wings. And I look, it's a cute way to describe it with it being the 4th of July week, but I don't get it when it comes to your Detroit Red Wings. I don't. You know, the idea is we waited 5 years. We heard all the excuses. We've heard all the conversation. Patience, the Iser plan, incremental improvements. Now we got $32 million in cap space. You'd put a second-round pick attached to Wallman and get him out of here. Okay, fine. Let's say the whole locker room hated his guts. Whatever. You send him out, you get more cap space. And all you have to show for it right now is Patrick Kane is back, and he will hit every one of those incentives. He's back 1 year, $6.5 mil. Okay. Some guy from Sweden who, when it came across the wire, Kenny banged his head off his desk in Lavarana or Langaskina or whatever the hell his name is. He goes, that dude sucked in Toronto.
Lagesson, yeah, he barely played in Toronto. Okay. He stinks.
So he's ass. And then you signed Rico Beard in net. Talbot, the guy's 37 years old.
From Detroit Lutheran West.
Right, another fake high school. He's from a fake high school in Latvia.
I said it before, I will say it again.
Wait for it.
It's an upgrade.
Okay, here's your problem.
Thank you, Kenny. I'm an upgrade.
Here is your problem. A, if he's so sweet, why did the Kings pay double to upgrade him? They went out and traded for Darcy Kemper. If Talbot is so sweet, in a goaltending market where even trash cans like John Gibson are making 6.5, why is Talbot a $2.5 million goalie? Second of all, if the offseason sits right now, that it is Kane, Talbot, and what? I brought up Jacob Trouba Friday. Now that's become all the rage. If that's the offseason, are you really any closer to winning a Stanley Cup? No. Stamkos, Predators. Marchessault, not here. Like, we didn't get Ullmark. We didn't make a splash. And please spare me with the shiny new toy thing, as if that's your big win. Like, oh, you just want names and things. No, I want players. And you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of this feeling like nothing more than patience, endless runway. We'll just wait till the kids are here. Feels an awful like Scotty Harris.
Let me ask you a question. Would you feel differently if you got the Kane news today instead of yesterday?
I did get the Kane news today. You know, the details of the contract, etc.
No, I'm just saying, but if the news came out today.
No, because again,
you didn't get Stamkos because you got Kane.
It was never about losing Kane and just replacing him. It was about adding to Kane. Okay. That if you had let Kane out the door, the expectation is you were bringing in a better player, plus.
Right.
Rico, bringing him back is fine. I'm not mad about it.
Oh, no. I mean, if you would have felt differently about just today and not just, you know, the pieces at the Wings picked up.
No, my point is, as we sit here right now, I see other teams getting a whole lot better, and I got to listen to Kenny dressed as Will Chamberlain with, it's an upgrade. It's not. So I would like to know where we're at with this, because we waited 5 years for this summer. Kenny himself has used words like fork in the road, impactful. This has got to be
a big splash.
Yeah. Okay. What do we got? Even if it's Kane and Trouba, is that really the offseason people had desired, imagined? How much better are you? Because remember, losing Wallman and adding a Trouba, which by the way hasn't happened yet, that's not a addition by addition. You got rid of one guy. How much more of an upgrade is Trouba? Well, certainly more physical. He'll be happy to give you a blow by elbow once he gets cooked. But the point is, okay, he's better, but how much? Incrementally, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Talbot, incremental. And Kane is Kane. You want to sell me he's got a shot to be better because it's his first healthy offseason in 4 or 5 years? Okay. Hope so. But what did we add that's getting us into a deep run in the playoffs? I'm not playing quiz show Rico. I'm not trying to ambush you to start the week.
No, I'm laughing because I was about to say something, but it sounds very no. It's not that. You'll know exactly why I was laughing. Maybe it's to allow some of the younger players to. It's allowed some of the younger players to get their chance.
Yep, there it is. Because this radio show said this 6 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure the Tigers and the Wings are on the same plan.
That's why I
was
laughing.
There is no Iser plan. The plan is we're just going to have the longest runway on earth and just wait for the kids. Mm-hmm. Because none of these signings are anything more than bridges and Band-Aids. None of them. 37-year-old Talbot? Kane on a 1-year deal? Who? What cornerstone did we bring in? Even if Trouba comes here, it's on a 2-year deal on a bloated contract that you pray the Rangers retain at least 25% of it. What? How am I supposed to be thrilled? Fine, you want to call me names and I'm an idiot and I don't know who plays for the Toledo Walleye? That's fine. All of those things are true. You know what else is true? I have a life. You know what else is true? We haven't made the playoffs in a decade. And I'm tired of it. And with $32 million of ammunition and an alleged Jedi as my GM and team president, I expected more. Could there be more? Yes. But we don't do let it play out radio. We're sitting here right now. Mm-hmm. And all the names that Kenny was blathering on about with Italian cold cuts and lettuce flying out of his mouth, they're all gone. They're gone.
The problem now becomes, so you've lost Gostisbehere, you've lost Perron, who are now, as of today, not Red Wings anymore.
No, you lost offense.
You lost offense as well as having a black hole defensively. So let's say the Trouba thing gets done. We got Talbot for a couple of years. That is clearly a bridge to Kosa or Augustine or whoever gets here first.
So he is the bridge goalie.
I believe so. I mean, he's 37. He's not getting any younger.
Well, and as it stands right now.
0.913 save percentage.
It's an upgrade.
Here we go. The point I'm making is it's such an upgrade that the Kings went, take him, we'll spend double to upgrade him.
Hey, I don't care. That's the Kings' problem.
No, but my issue. No. Nope.
No.
God bless.
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute.
We got new button placement.
No.
Everybody, calm down. You can't just say that's not my problem. I'm asking you that if Talbot is so sweet, why would the Kings not reallocate the extra $3 million they just spent on Darcy Kemper, plus giving up assets, allegedly, and not just keep Talbot? See, no, Kenny, it's all interrelated. That's all I'm saying.
I'm more concerned about the loss of offense, because now you not only have to figure out your back end, but you also have to figure out who's scoring the goals here. Because, like I said, you lost Perron, you lost Gostisbehere, whose primary function was a power play outlet. That was all he did well. He didn't play particularly good defense. But, yeah, now you have more holes to fill. Now you have to find somebody to score on the power play.
So just so we're clear, you entered the offseason with a war chest of cap space, and you've walked out essentially answering none of your questions.
Correct.
But.
So in the offseason.
What was that? I want to throw a number out.
So in the summer of this has to be the summer of Big Splash.
You got Kenny, and I think a lot of the Steve bots talking themselves into this.
Did the team get better?
Team didn't get better. They didn't get better at all. But with all this,
upgrade.
The goaltending position got upgraded. You lost scoring. The net is the same.
Yeah, but the problem
you've done
is
nothing.
Your goaltending position really didn't get that much better. You got $8 million tied up in three nobodies,
which tells me that one of those nobodies is on the way out.
But the problem is you don't get to use that $4.5 million because everybody's gone.
No, I agree with that. We didn't get better. We didn't get worse. I mean, the goaltending got better, but the scoring got worse. So
you're a loaf of bread in the refrigerator. It's not moldy yet, but it ain't fresh.
The net is the same. But all this to say, I think there's still a move to be made. I'm not sure what it is because, frankly, now you need to add another defenseman. You need another forward. You need help all across the lineup, which tells me this is so backwards right now that something has to be added here.
Want to be right. I want you to be right so bad because we all want the same thing.
I think I will.
Are you disappointed in Steve right now?
Right now? No, because nothing's happened yet.
Hold on. Hang on. You owe Rico a more honest answer. Let's not start the week lying to each other.
Let's do this. I am disappointed right now that nothing bigger has happened, but I'm also allowing myself the chance of love. I'm allowing love into my heart.
I'm not angry at you. I'm just very disappointed.
All right. I'm going to go and I'm going to smack Evan across his bald head for making that graphic.
But you've been saying that it's an upgrade.
It is an upgrade.
When you, the guy is 80 years old. The guy has no defense in front of him, but yet it's an upgrade.
And by the way, he's so good his own team didn't want him for what we're talking about as great terms.
I'm saying he's better than Lyon and Husso. How is that? Is that incorrect? Go look at their numbers, David. Go tell me how it's worse.
Kenny, that's like saying you're better than a dead guy just because you're alive.
I'm not saying we signed Dominic Hasek, okay?
Actually true.
Are they going to let him wear 39? No one knows. 248-539-9797.
It's an upgrade.
248-539-9797. Hockey Elite, assemble. Don't give me the whole it's July 4th. No, it's not.
Did this team get better?
Straight up. Are we any closer to winning the Stanley Cup? My answer is no right now. And Kenny's right.
There were higher expectations for this summer.
Let it play out. All right, let it play out. But he's going to have to pull a rabbit out of his hat. We'll see. And by the way, free agency is the way you just spend money. You don't give up anything to do it. Now you're going to be entering trade phase to acquire anyone we care about. Fair?
Yeah.
It's an upgrade.